You're listening to SBS News.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke cited the public interest as being a key factor in his decision to use his personal power as minister under the Migration Act to cancel Novak Djokovic's visa. In a statement, Mr. Hawke says he carefully considered information from the Department of Home Affairs, the Australian Border Force, and Novak Djokovic. He says the federal government is firmly committed to protecting Australia's borders, particularly in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham reinforced that position during an interview with the ABC.
Look, the world should know that Australia has clear border protection policies in place. Our government, in response to COVID-19, has used the border rules very effectively to provide protection for much of the last 2 years, and that now we've been very clear since we started to reopen borders late last year that if you are not an Australian citizen, then there is an expectation that you will be double-dose vaccinated to enter the country unless you have a clear and acceptable medical exemption. That policy hasn't changed and we will continue to apply that policy rigorously.
The decision comes days before the start of the Australian Open, with Djokovic scheduled to play against fellow Serb Miomir Kecmanovic in the first round of the tournament. Lawyers for Novak Djokovic must now move quickly to challenge the immigration minister's decision to prevent the 34-year-old from being immediately deported from Australia. Migration barrister Angel Alexov, who is not involved in the legal case, says it's likely the world number one will be placed back in immigration detention while the matter continues.
There's a legal duty on the government to detain a person that doesn't hold a visa, and obviously if his visa is cancelled, that would be him. The place where he's detained is a bit more discretionary, and it is possible even to detain someone at their own home.
Djokovic had faced a potential 3-year ban on entering Australia. Mr. Alexov says there are repercussions attached to the cancellation of his visa for a second time.
The consequences of a visa cancellation depend on which future visa you apply for, and there's too much detail to go into that at the moment. But suffice to say, it is possible that he faces a 3-year exclusion.
Former Immigration Department Deputy Secretary Abul Rizvi has told ABC Radio the legal case is likely to focus on the public interest grounds.
Well, the key there is public interest grounds, because that's the legal test here, and that is the test that the court will apply. Was it in the public interest for the minister to cancel this visa? It's not a merits review. It will be more a review on legal grounds, which will get inevitably arcane and complex. But those are complex issues that would need to be tested. What is in the public interest and how that's defined in Australian law is a really difficult issue.
The CEO for the Committee for Melbourne, Martine Letts, says the whole saga has exposed poor coordination between the federal government, Victorian government and Tennis Australia. She says the situation has harmed Melbourne's reputation as a sporting capital and host of the Australian Open.
So we are an unfortunate victim of something that has been really a badly coordinated effort, and Melbourne stands to suffer because it really does depend so much on the delivery of world-class events.
The federal opposition says the handling of the matter by the federal government has been shambolic. Labor spokesperson Mark Butler says the matter should have been handled better.
Mr. Djokovic, with a visa back in November, many, many weeks ago, knowing that he was coming to Australia for a very high-profile event, one of the most high-profile events held in Australia, and knowing that there were very significant question marks, at the very least, over whether he was double vaccinated. Now, the government has had a policy for some time now that non-citizens, non-permanent residents, will not come to this country if they have not received 2 doses of the vaccine. It was widely known that Mr. Djokovic probably had not received 2 doses of the vaccine, but they still gave him a visa. No one picked him up in Dubai. What Labor would have done is to apply the law of the land properly in a timely fashion.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has issued a statement backing up the immigration minister, who he says has taken action. And he says he won't comment further because of expected ongoing legal proceedings. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.